This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 National Agriculture Day observance coming up March 14th. I'll have today's stories coming up after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. What do you think? Should we be able to travel even faster on the roads? Some state lawmakers across the nation have been arguing for that. Seven states, including South Dakota here in our region, have allowed 80-mile-an-hour speed limits on select highways. One state, Texas, has 85 miles an hour on a section of State Highway 130. And you know how that works. If the limit is 85, many motorists will feel they can go 95. And the Governor's Highway Safety Association reports that the higher speeds haven't brought much of a statistical change in highway deaths. But I would argue that some of the potential death toll from greater speeds is being offset by, number one, safer vehicles, number two, safer road design, and, we should not forget, better trained and better equipped first responders. In short, when you mess up, your chances of surviving are greater. From This Week in Agribusiness, officials of the Western Farm Show in Kansas City this weekend are pleased to not have to deal with snow, which has been a frequent occurrence in the region this winter. That show has been held for almost 60 years, and they use just about all of the space in the American Royal Hall in Kansas City, according to show manager Ken Dean. One feature this weekend is the low-stress livestock handling demonstrations. That GoFundMe effort online to raise money for the families of the Aurora, Illinois shooting tragedy a week ago has continued climbing through the week as individuals and businesses have reached out wanting to do something for the five families. While the original goal was $50,000, at last check, I saw the tally has climbed to over $155,000 in the Aurora Strong Community Fund. We hear a report of this somewhere in the country nearly every week. This week it was Des Moines, Iowa, in the school system there, where police were called to an elementary school on reports of a student with a gun. This time they were lucky. A teacher recovered a handgun from the child's backpack. Now, this was a grade school student. Never took the gun out of the bag, never threatened anyone with it. He found it at home and decided to take it to school. We haven't heard if the parents will be charged. But now, what do you think? Someone has to be responsible, don't they? At what point do we finally start saying, hey, this is enough. If you own a gun, you have to lock it up. You have to protect it. You have to protect your kids and ours. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.